All boats are aligned. Attention.
Welcome back to the Way Enough Rowing Podcast. We are your hosts and masters of ceremony. We are the Short and Snarky Coxswains. I'm Sam, and as always, I am joined by my co-host, Kate.
Hey, how are you doing today, Sam?
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm great. So, if you don't follow us already, we are on social media on Instagram at Short and Snarky Rowing, on Twitter at Short and Snarky, and on Facebook. We're the Short and Snarky Coxswains. And it is spring racing season, Sam.
It is.
You know, I was just browsing through my copy of the Short and Snarky Guide to Coxing and Rowing the other day, and great tips. If you've got a coxswain in your life, if you're a coach that works with coxswains, now is the time to pick up a copy of this. We are on Amazon. Short and Snarky Guide to Coxing and Rowing.
There's a bunch of evaluations in there, too, so you can evaluate yourself, and you can have your teammates evaluate you, and you can cry later about it.
Yikes.
So today, we have a fun news story. I don't know if you saw this, maybe Row 2K, but it's all over rowing social media. There's that long-running PBS series, The American Experience. It's going to put out the hour-long documentary that's based on the book The Boys in the Boat.
Right.
It's going to be called The Boys of 36, and it's going to be airing on August 2nd at 9 o'clock p.m. It's based on that Washington crew that won the Olympic gold in 1936.
So, any truth to the rumor that Bradley Cooper is in the boat?
I hope that Bradley Cooper is in the boat.
I guess we'll find out.
We're going to absolutely find out. Damn it, I said it again. Oh, well, that's fine. That's 10 squat jumps to whoever's keeping track of the social media thing that I put out.
All right. So who is our guest for today?
Our guest today is going to be Daniel King. He is a local rower out here in Tempe, but in Tempe, Arizona. Sorry. He also did something really cool. He actually went around and filmed a documentary about Paralympic rowers.
So, lots of rowing movies coming out, it sounds
absolutely
like.
Absolutely, yeah. Damn, 20 squat jumps, everybody. We've got Daniel coming on the phone, and he is a really cool guy. He rows here, and he traveled all around the country to, you know, film this thing. So, it's a really neat story that he's got to tell, and I can't wait to get him on the phone to tell us.
All right, well, let's call him.
All right, we've got Daniel King on the phone. Daniel, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Daniel, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well, thanks. So if you could, we kind of gave everybody a little bit of a background about you, but if you could tell us about your rowing background and what you've been
up
to.
Yes. So I started rowing about 10 years ago at the University of Oklahoma, and I rowed there while I was in college. And then when I moved to Phoenix after college, I joined Rios Water Rowing Club and have been rowing there ever since.
Cool.
That's kind of my collegiate, and then I guess I've been able to travel around the world in the last couple years and be able to row at different places throughout the U.S., and it's been pretty great to see how rowing is different in the different locations.
Yeah, because I was going to say,
a great experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're definitely underselling yourself, because you've had an extremely awesome opportunity to go around the country and film a documentary. So if you could just, kind of tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I met with four different para rowers across the U.S., and we did a documentary which kind of shows behind-the-scenes look at how somebody qualifies for the national team, and this, in particular, is the para rowing experience. So it follows their lives that they train and then compete for the national team.
Daniel, wow. For people that don't know what para rowing is, explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's a way for rowing to be inclusive to anybody of any ability. So they've come up with ways to adapt the boat so that anybody that has a disability can play on a level playing field.
Uh-huh.
So there's three different categories. There's arms and shoulders, trunk and arms, and legs, trunk and arms.
Mm-hmm.
And so within those categories, they're able to compete. So,
cool.
And it's one of the few sports that has a, I guess the championships are held alongside the able-bodied championships. So when you go to the World Rowing Championships, the para-rowing categories are included in that championship.
Wow, that's really cool.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. Yeah. That's awesome. So tell us about the filming process and the filmmaking process with that then.
Yeah, so it's pretty great. So it followed Andrew Johnson, who's a six-time national team rower, Daniel R., who was the 2013 national team guy, and then Margaret Strand and Joshua Langston White, and they live all over the U.S. There's Andrew up in Boston, who rows at Community Rowing, Margaret in Alabama, Dan in Washington, D.C., and Josh in Florida. So it was a pretty great experience that we spent 7 months from the beginning of erg season all the way through the trials to the national team. And so I just drove up and down the East Coast filming them. I think I spent like 2 weeks at each location and then went to the next one. And by the time we were done, it was a pretty great story. So
that's cool. What prompted the idea in the first place? How did you get interested in this?
Well, I have like a film background, and so I was always looking for some kind of a story to do. And with my rowing experience as well, I thought that was kind of a good combination. And so when I found out about para rowing, I thought that would make an interesting documentary. So that's kind of how I got started in it. And then whenever I first was looking for people to be in it, I figured, probably what would make the best documentary was to find people who are, most dedicated and want to be the best at their sport. And so that's how I went about finding those four.
Yeah. And so you said that it took you 7 months to film the whole thing?
Yes. It went from January, well, a little bit in December through July, I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
July. So, it was pretty cool because in the documentary, it starts out, it's snowing, it's cold.
Oh.
You get to see a little bit of erg season, and then you get to see the changes and leaves and everything turn to summer.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
And you went to really cool locations for that. So I imagine that doing that sort of stuff costs a little bit of a chunk of change for that. So did you do fundraising and all that crap?
Yes. We did a couple fundraisers online. We did a Kickstarter. Originally, I sat down and I budgeted it, and I came like with a minimum amount that I needed to raise of like $50,000.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up getting $10,000 through our Kickstarter, which was really great because I'd already left to start shooting it, and I was in Boston when the fundraising was happening, and it hit the $10,000 mark, which is like the required amount for me to get anything, and I was completely out of money. And so thankfully some really great people stepped in and made that happen, so I was able to kind of readjust my budget and be able to film that. And then some great companies, Concept 2 and NK, they both stepped in to help with some of the editing costs. And so I've been really grateful to have some really great backers to be able to get this project through. But it's definitely been a tight one for sure.
Oh, totally. And so tell us a little bit about each of the, I know you've kind of just given us their names, but tell us about each of the four rowers and, all the people that you got to meet in the documentary.
Yes. Well, it's pretty great. So there's Andrew Johnson, I mentioned. He is a six-time national team rower. He rowed in the 2012 Paralympics.
Wow.
He's pretty great. He lives in Boston, and he's coached by Ellen Minsner, who's an Olympic rower herself. Now she's the coach of the LTA4.
Okay.
And then through his side of like the story, we get to meet a lot of other like Paralympians and world rowers like Natalie McCarthy and Eric McDaniel. Jackie Smith. There's a bunch of names that show up through his storyline. And then Daniel R. in D.C. His storyline is pretty exciting because it starts actually the whole documentary with him having his first child. And he had been on the national team the year before. And so his whole storyline is seeing how he's able to maintain the high level of competition that he had the year prior now that he has all these added requirements to his time, I guess.
Yeah.
Like responsibilities.
Yeah.
So
the baby.
It is a pretty good story.
That'll do it.
And then, which is takes a lot of time, and I think that's.
Yeah.
I think he was prepared when he got into it, but I think his mindset changes a lot throughout the process of the filming, and so just realize what's the most important to him the competition or, you know, the time with his family. So,
yeah.
And then there's Margaret Strand in Alabama, and she actually is a two-time Paralympian in wheelchair basketball, and she just recently got into rowing, and she's created a program at the University of Alabama that brings in students on scholarship to compete in different adaptive sports, and it's a pretty great program. It gives really great opportunities to a lot of people who need it, and so a lot of what her storyline is follows that process, and then and her impact in adaptive sports.
That's cool.
And then there's Joshua Langston White, who's a Marine, and he's just leaving the Marines. He'd lost both his legs in Afghanistan, and so his storyline is more about how rowing can be used as a means to for like recovery and to kind of get your mind off things and or like get your focus kind of set for rehabilitation type.
Wow, that's really cool.
So had you been and rowed at some of these places prior to doing the documentary?
No, I had not, and that was what was really cool, getting to row on the Charles River and or in the Anacostia. Those were pretty great.
Not a highlight.
Alabama wasn't a highlight, Daniel?
Oh, no, Alabama's great. I love Alabama.
I'll tell you what, rowing in Alabama has really taken off. That program went varsity a couple of years ago, and it seems like their junior teams are popping up all over the place. So it's apparently on the rise.
There's a really nice boathouse there, too, that's like right off the Black Warrior River. It's really nice.
Awesome.
So that program, yeah. It's also, that's one of my favorite place, like locations because the boathouse that Margaret rows out of is just like a shed, and it's really rusty, and it's it's the exact opposite of community rowing in Boston.
A filmmaker, it's kind of cool. You got some pretty cool shots for that, huh?
Yes, yeah, a lot of great stuff. It's like kind of in the woods, so it's
B-roll.
A lot of great trees. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
How did you get everything set up as far as getting permission to shoot at all these places?
Well, most of them were pretty willing, I think for the most part, like they were happy to have me around. I tried to do my best to not intrude on things and tried to be helpful while we were filming. So Ellen Minsner and at CRI, she would let me be in the boat with her every time, and I had to put a mic on her every time we would go out. So I would do my share by like carrying the life jackets up and down and everything as much as I could. So I think for the most part they were all okay with me being there, but
you didn't have to close down the whole Charles River or Sturrow Drive or anything, right?
No. I'm pretty good about like being not too much of like in the way, I guess.
Yeah. And then just after all of that filming, and I know you got to go to Washington, D.C., you also got to go to, you know, Boston, you got to go to Alabama and all those cool places, and then you got to just meet really interesting people. What are some of your takeaways from that experience? Like, are you humbled or, you know, is it, like, proud?
Yeah.
Or?
I think I went into this documentary probably more interested in the rowing aspect, I guess, of the topic, and I think I left with more aware of like disabilities and the importance of inclusion in sports, and I kind of hope that people watching this film will kind of see the same thing that I experienced, where it's I think a lot of times people think that having the adapted group as part of like the club or something would cause, you know, all this extra work that's involved, but really it's not, because you know, they're fully capable of doing everything that you are. You know, they just might need help getting the boat down. And so, you know, they can row in the same class at like time as you do. It's not a big deal. It's just a matter of, you know, providing the opportunity.
Yeah, they just need a little bit of extra help, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really like, it's pretty minimal. I think when you watch it, you'll see Margaret she's a very independent lady. And so, there's times when like she's, you know, changing her own rigging all on her own. It's like there's nobody there to help her. So it's like you don't have to have a huge crew in order to be able to facilitate, you know, adaptive rowing.
Wow.
So but anyway, I hope that people will watch the film and and take away a pretty positive aspect of para rowing and the great benefits that it provides.
Well, it sounds really awesome.
Yeah, it does sound really cool. So what's your plan for distribution of the movie?
So right now, our big thing that we have coming up is a premiere that we're going to have for the first screening of it, and it'll be June 11th in Phoenix, which is where I live. And then after that, we're hoping that before the Olympics, after that, we'll have a have it up online so that anybody can be able to watch it. And that's kind of our hope, is that it will have it in a way in which it's very easy for anybody to be able to see the film.
Okay, yeah, and where are you thinking, like on YouTube or?
Probably like iTunes and Amazon.
Okay.
We haven't like made all the agreements just yet, so we're not exactly sure. But as soon as I know, I'll be spreading the word as much as I can. So.
Oh yeah, awesome. Keep us in the loop on that. We'll share what we can. Absolutely. But
I would be honored if the two of you would show up to the premiere. I'll send you guys tickets.
Awesome.
We'd love it.
We would be honored to do that. We'll roll out the red carpet.
So, Daniel, do you have a website or social media that people could find out more about the project and how they might be able to watch it?
Yes. So the film itself has a website. It's trialsdoc.com. It's named Trials because that's the event that we're leading up to. And so trialsdoc.com is the website for the thing. My company's website is power10films.com. To find us on Facebook at Power 10 Films.
And Daniel, is that Power 10 as in Power 10?
Yes, that is Power 10 as in Power 10.
Perfect. And then you're on at Power 10 Films on all your social media, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Awesome. And then, so you said that the upcoming premiere is going to be on June 11th in Phoenix. So, if you're in Phoenix, be sure to go check it out.
It's at the Tempe Center for the Arts, which is like right there off the lake. So
yeah, it's right
beautiful.
Right on the lake.
It's right on our lake. Absolutely. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Daniel, this was so exciting, and we can't wait to see the movie. I didn't know a lot of the stuff, and I can't wait to watch it and
this sounds like a really cool project, and I think probably one of the neatest things about the whole project is that some of the bigger companies in sport got behind it, and a lot of rowing people supported it. It's really cool to see that.
Yeah, U.S. Rowing has been behind it as well a lot.
Cool.
Giving me access to the venues, like, you know, going to Princeton to where the trials was held and being able to film there. It's been great to have their support as well as Concept 2.
Awesome.
Really appreciated it.
I just had a couple of our standard stock rowing questions for you. Do you have a crazy or funny or embarrassing memory from your trip when you're rowing on a different on different lakes
filming,
or something?
Yeah. No. So there was this like kind of ongoing competition that happened when we were in Alabama at the Row Tide Regatta. Dan and Josh, who are in the film, and Margaret and myself, we raced each other in a double. And they ended up beating Margaret and myself, but we were close, and I think we scared them. And,
yeah.
So that was probably one of my favorite parts, was getting to race against Dan and Josh with Margaret. It was a lot of fun.
That's really cool. Well,
thank you so much,
Daniel. We're
really
so excited.
Fun hearing about the project.
Yeah, it's fun hearing about that movie, and we're so excited to see it. So we can't wait.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for letting me be on the show.
Thanks.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Daniel. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Well, it's cool. I mean, two rowing movies coming out in the span of a very short time. So this summer is hot for rowing movies.
Hot for rowing movies. That's so exciting. I can't wait to see it. That sounds really cool. A lot of the stuff I really didn't know much about, so I'm really excited to learn more about it. And, I mean, I think that some of those stories are just really inspiring to just, you know, that you can do that sort of stuff. And mm-hmm. It's cool that the way that he came up with that idea, he was just interested and found something to do. So again, Daniel is at trialsdoc.com, power10films.com, which is power10films.com. And he's at power10films on Twitter and Instagram. And I think also on Facebook.
You know what I can't wait to hear?
What?
The title for the movie.
Oh, I don't think I know what the title of the movie is.
I wonder if he has one yet.
Oh, snap. I think that he sent it to us. But I think that we'll maybe be able to find it on. I can't believe that we forgot to
we'll
ask that.
Put it on
you
our
know what?
Social
We
media.
Never thought that we were journalists here. I think that if I'm looking at it right now, we'll post the clip too. It's Finding the Metal. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
Finding the Metal. But if not, we'll post it online. But hey, we never claim to be journalists. We wouldn't ask for something so simple as the title.
Right, exactly.
Well, speaking of, we do know the title of our book, which is The Short and Snarky Guide to Coxing and Rowing.
Yes.
What a great segue.
Yes. Don't forget to pick up your copy on Amazon. If you have coxswains in your life, this is the time of year that they might need a little refresher.
We got some nice drills in there.
We've got some really good drills. I think every drill that we know.
Every drill that we know, and maybe you know, and maybe you don't know.
Some you probably don't know.
Yeah.
So they're all in there.
And then please don't forget to follow us on social media. We're at Short and Snarky Rowing on Instagram, at Short and Snarky on Twitter, and the Short and Snarky Coxswains on Facebook. We have an identity crisis, apparently. We have three different names. And then please reach out to us via email, shortandsnarkyrowing@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any questions, comments, concerns. Please write us a review on iTunes. iTunes really does pay attention to reviews and all that sort of stuff. So like, subscribe, tell your friends, write us a review, and we will see you on the water.
Last two strokes. That's one, two, way enough. Let it run. Blades down.